Good morning. It's good to be with you on this Palm Sunday. It's a totally different kind of Palm Sunday than what we've experienced in the past, at least as far as I can remember, as we're worshiping this age of social distancing in the midst of this coronavirus pandemic. But as we've gone through the season of Lent, taking time to examine, various topics, various things that can impact our spirituality and our connection with God, more importantly. Really, that doing Palm Sunday differently invites us, I believe, to examine how we express our faith. Because when I read the Palm Sunday story, I see a great expression of faith by the crowd who had gathered. Now, Palm Sunday traditionally is, we celebrate the waving of palms as and worship, by the children coming in or folks in the pews. There's a lot of different ways you can celebrate and remember this day. But before we go any further, I'm going to read a little bit out of the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 21, verse 1 through 11. And this is the Palm story account from Matthew's Gospel. So hear these words, starting at verse 1 of chapter 21 out of Matthew. When they had come near Jerusalem, had reached Bethpage, the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. As I mentioned earlier, this is a totally different kind of Palm Sunday, as we're gathering, in our homes, watching this or listening to it, via the podcast. This is a different time. And certainly by this point, I've counted, this is our fourth Sunday worshiping and gathering in this way, that we have fully experienced how things are different, how we are in a different time. But for us as a people of faith, I still believe we are called to be a witness, to express our faith and express how we live out our faith in the world today, even if it is in different circumstances. I think about how I would express my faith perhaps before. If we're taking that dive into expressing our faith, when I think about my own faith, how I've expressed it, a few years before, or even right before the coronavirus pandemic, my faith, I try to live it out, that my words and actions would line up with the gospel, that I would live in the example of Jesus, to be the, as a pastor especially, to be the shepherd that Jesus would call me to be. And that was, my primary way or way I would think about and living out, my faith. And it's not that right now I would say, as I'm examining this, thinking about how I express my faith now, that it's radically changed perhaps, but rather maybe the way in which we go about expressing our faith. And as I think ahead, thinking about how I could express, my faith in the future, or our faith in the future, I think there's things we're learning in this time that we could carry with us that could enlift or uplift others and spread our faith all the more. I think it's important, though, that we do take a moment before we go into that examination to really look at what's happening here, you know, as an expression of faith. There are several moments in the Matthew story of when the disciples and Jesus and the crowd are living, you know, and showing their faith in Christ and following Christ. I mean, quite simply, at the very beginning, the two disciples that were sent ahead to go find, you know, that donkey. There's an act of faith there of following Jesus and how, you know, finding that donkey was a fulfillment of the scripture, you know, in the Old Testament, you know, fulfillment of that prophecy. And then you have Jesus, who I believe is living out, you know, his faith, you know, and believing that, you know, that donkey would be there, you know, following the words and the prophecy had set before him. And how he would go into Jerusalem, you know, publicly, very, very publicly. And why I say this is important to take note of as a expression of faith is that, you know, Jesus at this point in his ministry, I mean, he had people who were not big fans of him. There are people who were threatened, you know, by Jesus, by that message. You know, their places of power and authority were challenged, you know, by opening up the kingdom of God, of sharing that hope of God that is great, and by the healing and the caring that Jesus did. It was very threatening to some people who have had power, who've had influence. And so the fact that Jesus went into Jerusalem, for me, is an expression of faith. A living out that calling of going forth into the public square in a very, you know, a grand fashion, even of declaring that, quite honestly, he was there in Jerusalem. But I think the other expression of faith, or kind of that third expression of faith that I see taking place, is the crowd that was waving the palm branches. They were recognizing who Jesus was. And they were shouting, you know, that the lines, these famous, you know, well-known lines, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest heavens. Even when we celebrate communion, we incorporate these words into our communion liturgy. Because it's an act of faith, it's expression of faith, declaring who our Savior is, declaring who our God is, declaring where our hope and our life comes from. And that is found in Christ Jesus for us. But then I think, you know, of all those three, you know, acts there, you know, the disciples, no problem. Following Jesus, you know, following that directive, you know, finding the donkey that Jesus would ride in. You know, Jesus and living out his faith, his calling of expressing that, you know, very publicly. But I also think about that expression of faith, that response, you know, from the crowds that were waving. All three, you know, different expressions of faith, but yet all valid expressions of faith. And I think when we examine how we express our faith, I believe it's important to keep that in mind. Because each one of us, you know, are in different circumstances, we have different work environments, different home lives, all different ways in which we can express our faith. But as long as we express our faith in Christ, you know, proclaiming who is our Savior, I believe they are valid expressions of faith. Those expressions of faith, you know, are significant. They point towards Christ. They point towards hope. And I believe this is also important, too, in our examination when we think about how we express our faith, especially if we think about how we may have expressed our faith before, you know, this time that we're in right now, and maybe looking ahead to how we can express our faith in the future. I think it's important to at least, you know, acknowledge where we were, where we are now, and how that could impact our faith. And I shared a moment ago kind of how I might have lived out into thinking about my faith, how to express it, you know, by my calling, by living into that calling, making sure that my life, you know, would line up with Christ taught, you know, that the, you know, constantly growing and moving towards that hope that, you know, God has for us, and proclaiming that hope and living into the teachings of Jesus. You know, that was for me, you know, a high mark, and it still is. But I also know in this time period when we haven't been able to go about our lives the same as we used to before, it called for a different expression of faith. It called for myself to live into my faith differently, staying grounded in Christ, but doing it differently, adapting to the circumstances. Then I think as we look ahead, especially as a church, as a body of Christ, you know, where we are now certainly is totally different than anything we've ever experienced. But as we go forward, I believe that question, you know, how will we express our faith in Christ in the future? How will we continue to live into the gospel in the days to come? I believe that is worthy of our time. I believe it's an important question to consider. Now, if you're sitting there thinking I've left kind of open-ended questions there, in a lot of ways that is intentional. Because I find that this story, while it's more of a narrative, it's a story, you know, kind of a direction, a flow to how Jesus would enter into Jerusalem. When I look at this story, I come back with more questions for my heart. And I believe that's important for us to consider as well. I believe we're invited to consider how we express our faith, how our faith has an impact in our lives. And as we take those questions and sit with them, don't have to necessarily answer those questions, you know, immediately, but rather more of questions for examination into the future. I believe we can grow. We can grow in our understanding of our own faith, of how we live it out, but also grow in understanding even our own selves, our circumstances, the places in which we find ourselves. But I also think on this Palm Sunday, being aware of where this day lands in the course of Holy Week, as we consider and examine how we express our faith, it becomes really important when we start looking ahead to the days to come. When we look ahead, to what we find on Monday, Thursday, what we find on Good Friday, and to what we find on Easter Sunday. Those are all moments in the life of Christ where an expression of faith was either, you know, given or lived into. And there are times when people were challenged or maybe didn't express their faith as they had hoped in those moments. But as we look ahead, and we have that benefit of history looking, you know, looking back, yet also ahead in the story, I believe when we look in that, those moments, as we look into ahead, into Holy Week, and towards Easter, there's a grace in those moments as we examine and grow from. There's a hope in those moments. And ultimately, when we consider how we express our faith, it's causing us to dig deep and look into our hearts, of finding where our foundation is, examining where our hope is, and where we find that life. Palm Sunday is a day that is filled with celebration, that is filled with the coming of our King into Jerusalem. But we also know the days that lie ahead are difficult. They're a challenge. But we also know the days that lie ahead are filled with hope and filled with resurrection. So let us take this time, be in the moment of this expression of faith that we find in the gospel and in our lives, and examine where we are now. And may we look towards our God and look towards our Savior and examine our hearts a little more so we can express that hope and live into that hope and live into the teachings that Christ has given us, and so we may point others towards that everlasting life and hope that we live into. It's a hope and a life that we know that is not only with us now, but will also be with us in the days to come. So brothers and sisters, let us proclaim our faith, live into our faith, as God calls us to live into our faith. So not only we know the hope, but all can know the hope and the life that is shared with us by our Savior, Jesus Christ, now and for all of our days. Amen.